Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody, thank you. Come on in. Here's well. Long ago, in a time before and beyond, a brave, innocent fool starts out on an adventure. This brave, innocent fool, formless, sets out to master the elements, learn the wisdom of the high priestess, respect the conventional wisdom of the priest, understand temperance, strength, change, death, until she reaches a point beyond wishes. Formless again, she understands that the answers may be found by taking a step towards the horizon. Welcome to Wednesday night, our new night for our show, Main Street Universe, founded by myself and Mr. Kevin Baird, who I will bring on the line shortly. just want to give you a few reminders. First of all, with our show's motto, which is, remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. And I don't know about you, but I can imagine a lot. We are a network of four shows. One of those shows is leaving us. The shows include Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., which you're listening to now, tonight, for the first time in our new time slot. That is, of course, Main Street Universe. Thursdays are Zariana Radio, and Evan will be leaving us very soon. Midnight on Friday is Activating Compassion in the midnight hour with our hostess, Jesse Ann Nichols George. Of course, Monday nights, Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey with your host, Kevin Baird, the person whom I founded this network with. My normal Wednesday co-host is, or hostess, I'm sorry, she likes to be called hostess, not co-host, is Miss Janice, who is also a DJ and hosts a show on regular radio called The World Reggae Party. So I see we do have a few people on the line. I'm going to first invite my co-host, Mr. Kevin Baird. I'm turning his microphone on now. Hello, are you there, Kevin?
I am here, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. I guess we haven't talked since then.
And it's Happy New Year to all the people who are listening for the first time, too.
Yes, to everyone. And it's good to be back on the air with you again, Kevin.
Yep, just another day in paradise.
And Kevin Baird can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. His new and improved templeofgaia.com, which looks really good. I've been there, and he's made some great changes to the website. It's looking really nice, really smooth. And Kevin is an artist and a creator. He created the Oracle deck, in fact, that we're going to be reading from this evening. And that is the Horizon Oracle. And would you like to explain briefly, Kevin, the Horizon Oracle? And then we'll get to our caller after that.
Yeah, the Horizon Oracle is basically 111 images. And these are images that are taken from a day, or it could be a day out of a month or something like that. Sometimes they're good days, sometimes they're bad days, sometimes they're good moments, sometimes they're bad moments. And each card is associated with the time of the day, whether it's evening or morning. Like it could be 6:30 a.m. or 6:30 p.m. It doesn't matter, because there are trends that happen at either time during that time. And I have one card I'm working on right now. I'm editing my website to put descriptions for reversed and facing us descriptions for my cards. And I'm up to 6:30, which is things. And it shows someone who's inflating a balloon. And if you want to read more about the things card, it's half finished for this segment of my progress. But the images of the deck are taken from images that I've seen in multiple tarot card groups. So you can have like the Hanged Man and the Death card and the Two of Coins in a group, and that forms an image. Well, as I've done my readings over the years, there have been some images that repeat themselves over and over and over again. Like, I don't know, for you guys who are listening to our show again, there are times where we've done readings to where Daniel has his own copy of the deck and I have my own copy of the deck. I'm here in Illinois and he's there in Virginia. And we will draw sometimes the same card. In right, Daniel?
Well,
absolutely. Like the Sandcastle Stompers or something. So
it's one of my favorite cards.
Yeah, it's Plan to Failures is really the title of that card. But these are the repeating things, and they're it takes, or it works on, or it hovers, or it floats upon a cushion of a deja vu energy or a cloud or something, where it's like, hey, I've done this before. I feel like I've done this before, even though it's the first time. We get repeating cards. That's sort of a deja vu in the card sense or whatever. And I titled my group of cards as the Horizon Oracle because most of the images show a horizon in the picture, sometimes not. And then it's an oracle deck because it takes from a source that I use to read from. Like, I guess my cable access to the psychic sphere where all the information that we intuit, the creative artists that are out there paint and come up with great ideas and concepts, and the engineers come up with great ideas and concepts, all those ideas and concepts come from the same place, the psychic sphere. So my access to the psychic sphere through the window of my access, these images have come to me. I drew them while I was working at Sticks and Stones as a reader. I did not have definitions for them, but my source, primarily it's my spirit guide, Stacy, and she looks like Mila Jovovich, and that you can go and find out more about her by going to my website, templeofgaia.com. But that's my channel. She is basically my access to the psychic sphere. Sometimes I don't need her there, and other times she comes in sort of like a butler or a nanny or something just to help me, you know, keep my focus, keep my access, that kind of stuff. And that we can talk a little later about spirit guides. And if those of you who are listening out there don't have a spirit guide and would like to be able to pick up or start working with a spirit guide, I have a little routine that I call, you know, hiring an intern spirit guide until you develop the position through your intern spirit guide of what you want your spirit guide to actually do. So we can work with that a little later. But Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, and we do have some people on the phone here, Kevin, and I want to go ahead and get to them, and thanks for the explanation. Yes. And one more quick plug is our friend and former hostess, Melissa Dijanova. If you look on our show page, she has a website and Etsy store, and it's called The Foundings, and it's stuff that she finds on the beach or on the street or whatever, little gems, shells, and she's pretty good at making jewelry out of them. And I actually bought one. I'm wearing one right now. It was a really nice one that she twisted the wire and did all of that herself and made it into a nice necklace. So it's The Foundings. It's there. The link is there. And so is the link for Temple of Gaia. And we're going to go ahead and take our first call. I believe this was the first person who called, and it's 207 area code. And I'm going to go ahead and get your mic on, and it's on right now. Hello, 207. You are on the air.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Did you want a general message or something specific?
A general. I just wanted to know what the Oracle deck had to say to me.
Kevin?
Well, first off, it says hello. And then secondly, it is asking me to tell you to have faith, F-A-I-T-H. And the time associated with this card I'm looking at is the faith card. The time associated with it is 3:17, and that you can go back to my website and look up details later if you want to, or things start to happen that are relative to the reading that I'm giving you here. It says to have faith that, you know, you're treading upon water and that you're not really sure why you're walking into this unknown, uncharted waters. Are you swimming with dolphins or sharks? Are those piranhas, or are they minnows or whatever? This is, you're in territory that you just have to trust that it will work out for you. And then the second card I'm looking at is the jump card, and it's associated with the time 8:13. And it shows an individual who's standing upon an earth that's sort of fell from the sky, and like a comet or a meteor or something, and sort of split in half. and that the person in the image here is, has one foot on one side of the crack and one foot on the other side of the crack, and the title for this card is Jump. And the message of this card is basically saying to you have to, you're going to have to decide a side, okay? So as you're working with faith and knowing that, you know, as you come up to a situation to where you have to make a decision, go with your intuition, go with your gut of like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this, and have faith that that's the right thing to do. Don't second guess yourself, because the Jump card is saying that you have an opportunity, you have two options, that you can go to the left or to the right, basically, or if you stay on top, it will eventually eat you, because I made the planet sort of look like a monster that's coming up out of the ground, too, that if you don't make a decision, that you're going to end up getting a major setback in which you had made a decision at that point or whatever. And I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out, so you could see some of the stuff that I'm talking about over the next week to 2 weeks. Any questions?
No, not really. That was pretty pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Daniel?
Yeah, I would like to add, I pretty much agree with the interpretation of the cards. It was pretty much straight up how I would do them. And when you mentioned, I just wanted to maybe say one thing about the Jump card, and I'm totally agreeing with the reading on it. I was just saying, but when you're saying the world, you, I don't always view that like the world's really going to, like it's going to be always bad, but I also feel like that is stagnation, like you're going to sink into it, and things just aren't going to move. So go ahead and take a chance, like you're saying, jump, so you don't, you're not stagnant, and you're not stuck somewhere you don't want to be. If it's something monotonous or a monotonous job even, or not having a job and just getting that depression out away from that. So, yeah, it's like take this chance. So I'm agreeing with Kevin on this.
Okay. Was that
and
the card
Tom,
that,
right?
Okay, yes.
Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, was that the card that said to definitely make a decision?
Yes.
Yeah, to jump.
Okay. Yes. You were saying, Kevin?
Just that, you know, it's like when you're in the military, I don't know if you've ever been in the military, and the drill sergeant says to jump, and you're supposed to say how high or something like that. That is really, you're in a spot right now. The planets and everything that are aligned properly also have opportunities that are coming out there that are now happening for a ton of people that are out there. It's almost like a major shift has happened, and that, you know, 2012 was not as bad as they thought it was going to be, and that there were worse years, and I feel that 2013 is going to be a great year also, but it's going to be a great year for people who take on a new face and a new image of how they present themselves and the things they offer as a part of the services that they provide as well. So the world that you were on before in this image of a jump card has split in half. It could be like a corporation that, you know, got bought up, or it could be a merger or something. See what I'm talking about? So the little worlds are like little cosms of corporations and franchises and clubs and that kind of stuff, and that this organization or group that you were a part of or are a part of now is going to be splitting, is going to be dividing, and that explore your options, exercise your options, so you don't have to be swallowed up by the event that's coming along.
Right. If this was tarot, one might say, it's not exactly the same, but one might say that if this was tarot, this would be the equivalent of the Fool card or a similar message. Because the archetypes and the messages, they're universal, but there's different symbols and different ways of saying them, whether it's oracle, tarot, numerology, all of those things.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Excellent.
All right, Tom, stay tuned. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And as it says, time to maybe take a chance, take a little leap there, a jump. Now here's another 207, and I'm turning that microphone on right now. You're on the air, 207. Here's your symbol.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Did you have
It's so rare to get two 207s that I thought you were talking to me, and I started talking to you guys. You're an idiot.
That's okay. I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah, I know. I know one other person that calls in, undermines it. It wasn't her because that was a guy, so it was just kind of weird.
Mm.
Maine is out tonight. All right.
207, well, numerologically, that would be a 9. So it's a completion. You know, 9 is a number of completed aspects of a certain quality. So maybe it matches what you just told the last guy. It's just time to just jump in to know it's okay to take a risk, you know.
Oh, boy.
But this is your reading now, not his.
No, that's true. That's true. Who knows? I didn't recognize the voice, so I don't know him, but that's okay. No, I don't know. I just like to know, you know, what the cards might have to say for me.
General message. I'll go ahead and take care of this one. What I'm going to do, I just do it a little bit differently than Kevin. I'm a student of this deck, but I do read with it, and Kevin created it. And we both have, so like anything else in life, of any other little thing, we both have our own little way of doing things. Mine is, I'm going to shuffle, and I want you to tell me when to stop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, shuffling.
Yes, yes, stop.
All right.
I'm one of those that can shuffle cards forever.
I don't know if shuffling them forever makes for great radio.
No, I wouldn't expect you to shuffle them for the next 5 minutes.
All right.
Even I'm
Here
not that bad.
Good therapy.
I mean, it would be nice exercise for me, but I'm just saying for the listener. But I'm really
yeah,
not
right,
a great
no, they'd be...
shuffler, which is kind of funny, which can also work to my advantage if I'm doing any kind of live reading because I don't look like a trickster. I'm really a little bit clumsy, and I go with cards that fall out of the deck. That's sort of just how I was trained. If one pops out, it's like it's screaming at you if you dropped it or something like that. Anyway, here are the three that came up for you. One of them is the leading card. And again, that one is pretty much how it sounds. I'll mention the other two, and then we'll come back to this. The next one is associated with the time 8-11, and it's time to move. However, it's in the reverse position. The last one is 11-28, and it's the drive card, and it's upright. By reverse, if you don't know, that means basically upside down.
Right. No, I'm a medium. I'm familiar.
Oh, okay. A medium and a familiar? Uh-huh. Just kidding. Bad joke.
No, I do have a familiar. He's around here somewhere.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about then.
Yes, I do. Which is we have familiars.
Cats are my favorite animal, to be honest.
Yeah, I love cats. And I have two now. I had three, but one died in November.
Okay. Well, the first card is pretty much how it sounds, and it's associated with the time 11-03, and that is the leading card. And this card is pretty much how it sounds. It's leading others. It's you know, it's a picture of a guy putting on a hat and walking down the road. If it was drawn from another angle, I almost picture him sticking his chest out, and he's like, that's it, I'm just going to do it. A little bit like the jump, a little different, but it's about time for intelligent leadership, for you to respect your own intelligence and to become a leader in some project or something that you may be passionate about. The card after that, associated with the time 8-11, was the time to move card. And this card deals with, you think something's going to, you know, last a long time. Maybe it's been taken for granted, and it's come to an end, and it's time to move on. But it's in the reversed position, which would change it. In this deck, the reverse position deals with how others coming into you or how others see this quality. So it seems like to me that you're going to, by reading the last card, and then I'll explain the whole thing, which is the drive card, which is you basically taking the leadership and then helping others, sort of being the driver You know, and getting a satisfaction from that, I think you're the type of person that would actually get satisfaction through doing something, through a project that maybe somebody else thought was burnt out, but you're thinking, you know what, if I take the reins here, I think I can make this happen. And I think it's something that you may enjoy helping others. I'm getting kind of a vibe from that. It'll be, but it involves you being the leader, you working on this project, even if it's one that people think, it's done. But you can not only be successful if you start taking the reins, you may end up really helping others in the process.
Mm.
But it involves respecting your intelligence, putting on that hat. And because we all have those issues. We have those self-esteem issues and things when we, especially if we start to trying to do something or trying to get something done. So I'm definitely seeing, if you take the reins and start respecting your own abilities and intelligence, that you could partake in a successful thing here and also help others in the process. So it's a pretty positive reading, really.
Yeah, it is.
Kevin? Drive and the time to move card. Any thoughts on that?
Yep, and the leadership card.
Could you move reversed? I wanted you to comment a little bit on that one, if that's okay.
So the leading card is facing us, and the move card is facing away.
Away.
And the drive card is facing us.
Yes.
Okay, so with the leadership card, it's about, as Daniel said, you're going to be put in a position to where you're going to be asked to lead something. And then with the time to move card in the reverse position, it talks about somebody else's world sort of collapsing and splitting in half, like the ground that supported them was not sturdy anymore, and it's almost like the foundation that supported them for where they are sort of like split in half, but they're still standing on top of the building partying like it's like 1999 kind of stuff, and that they're just, you know, not, they're in denial or something. This I see as a seat for you to move in with leadership, or maybe get hired into something or be promoted, or if you volunteer that they might ask you to do something additional because they like your work or something. And then with the drive card facing you, it talks about how you might have some issues or concerns about your how you move yourself around your world in your automobile or how you travel or something. Because if you look at the image, and Daniel will give you the times here again in a second, when if you look at the image, it shows someone who's sort of holding the steering wheel, white-knuckled kind of stuff, and then they're trying to cope with how they transport themselves around the territory that they're in. So this talks about a possibility of you moving into leadership that's sort of filling someone else's shoes who's exited, and then you
and helping
have
others in the process. I'm getting with this too, because of those that you're driving, that are in the in that vehicle he's pushing.
Yeah, and then with the driving issues as well. One more time on the times, Daniel.
Oh, the times 11:05 for the leading card, 8:11 for time to move, and 11:28 for the drive card. And I sometimes interpret, and we'll get to the callers, they're stacking up a little bit here. I sometimes interpret when I look at the time to move card, I know you're not seeing it now, I'll just say it quickly then, is I sometimes can view it as if it's in reverse, like, okay, it's a failed project even, that maybe you helped to resurrect, if you know what I mean. But that's, you know, as the more I look at them, I get my own interpretations, and of course Kevin has his that he created for it. But that's the way things go, they evolve.
Yeah. I'm a student of the deck also, just so you know. I don't know all the details about the images. Like, I'm at 6:30 right now as I'm defining all the images that I've been working on the website, giving them definitions. I have their definitions in my head, but they're sort of gray definitions, where me putting the definitions on the website and associating them with the images sort of makes the definitions a little more concrete, and that's something that I can build from, no pun intended, and that everybody else who has a copy of the deck can work with also.
How long have you been reading from this deck, Kevin?
About 4 years.
Okay. All right, well, I hope that helps.
It was very interesting. Makes me think.
Oh, good. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I need my brain to do more work. I'm so overtired and oversensitive. And
this reading is definitely telling me for you to trust your abilities and intelligence and to go ahead and take leadership and be the driver in your project.
Well, it almost, the way you described it, and even though you talked about the time to move card, whatever you called it, the upside down,
yeah.
It almost sounded like my own situation. But then again, that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, because if I'm taking, that's almost like, I get the impression I'm being told, take charge of my own life, and I'll come out on top in the end anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
yeah,
in
because
a way
I am in a bad situation, and I'm having to hunt, I'm looking around for a pro bono lawyer that might actually be of more help, because everything is really screwed up, and if I do that, I might be able to salvage everything and not have to actually physically move. I need to do some mental and otherwise moving, but I don't need, I'm in a good energy area. I don't really need to be, really don't need to be elsewhere until it's time to go.
That's interesting. You got the card that literally it's called time to move, and you're in a situation like that. So that's kind of interesting.
I thought it was, I can see it in a little different light as opposed to, okay, I'm stuck here, and now I'm going to have to physically move. If I start actually believing them, I do have. I can read for other people better than I can trust my own gut for myself.
It happens that way a lot.
So if I take charge of my own life and I just say, okay, I'm going to do this, then I can stand in my own power. I can get back my house, and everybody else can sit there and go, what did she just do? I've been underestimated my whole life, and it'll be really great.
Yes, and I was definitely getting that, as I mentioned before. I said there was something there with the leading card. You kind of just go with a vibration, and I was getting that there's a disrespected intelligence, and I
there has always been a disrespective intelligence. In the situation that I'm in, I would get letters from my town selectmen, and I used to tell people, they treat me like I'm a retarded five-year-old. I'm hardly a retarded five-year-old.
Right.
People don't get me, and a lot of people don't understand, because some people know I'm a medium. Not everybody knows I'm a witch, but I came out of the broom closet a few years ago, and I realized that I was, among other things. Mm-hmm. And people have misconceptions. I used to myself, because I was raised as a Christian, didn't even know I had gifts, so I'd shut them off. And therefore, at some point in my life, I thought of things differently, because I had married a minister and got divorced, and thinking that everything, Wicca must be evil, must be satanic, and then realizing, no, it's not. Many things that you, and people around here are very much, they're ignorant in that respect. And I don't mean that they're all stupid, but they have that ignorance and they don't get it because they don't want to change their thinking.
Yeah. And I understand I'm pagan myself. So
I'm somewhere between Christian, Druid, and Wiccan, and whatever.
Right. I understand.
I
am a member of a Druid group, inactively, sort of at a distance.
Oh, I'd like to get
you got to go here to take another caller.
Yes, you do, but thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, okay?
Thank you.
And feel free to call again sometime. We're on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Not always doing reading shows, though. We talk about a lot of topics. We had Christopher Penzek on last week. We bring in some interesting guests. We talk about interesting community topics, sometimes just an artist or a musician or somebody. And sometimes we do reading shows. So we do rituals, too. We do on-air Sabbaths.
Great. Okay. I have you followed
All right, Busby. Here it goes. I'm getting the microphone, and we have another caller back there. And here it is, 229. I think we're on the air now. Hello, 229. Here's your symbol.
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, and did you have a question or just a general message from the cards themselves? Or
the only way I can get both is just there's so many
things. Sure, and Kevin?
Yes.
Yes.
And what is your name, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Melvin?
Yes, sir.
All right, Melvin, let's see what's going on. All right, I can tell you that as a general message that I'm looking at the Synergy card, and it's in reverse. I'm associated with the time 950, and it shows three people who are walking with a clock in their hand. It's almost like they're walking down the road holding a clock. And the Synergy talks about groups of people experiencing deja vu in groups. Like, do I know, you know, like you run into someone and it's like, do I know you? And they say, no, but you look familiar too, but I'm not really sure how you look familiar. It'll be those kinds of things that you can start to see happening. And that's really the universe letting you know that you're in a place that's a dynamic, that's sort of like a stage, and that all the people have to do is just start playing their roles, and that they will start seeing, you know, abundance and prosperity and that kind of stuff that they want to see happening for them as well. Now, as you follow through with this, there's going to be somebody out there that you're going to be working with who's going to have a lot of burdens, and I'm looking at the burdens card, and it's in reverse also, and it's associated with the time 440, and it shows someone who's dragging seven boxes, and these seven boxes represent little containers, and each container is associated with the chakras in our bodies, and that these containers can sometimes hold our voice, or hold our heart, or hold our mind, or our connection to heaven, or whatever. It's all boxed up because we're not sure what to do with it, and we're dragging it behind us. It's slowing us down. It's weighting us down, and it's not allowing us to achieve the things that we want to do. This is a message that you're going to be working with somebody because the cards, when they face away, are about the people, situations, and things happening around you that you can go and help them with something special that you're qualified to do. So whether you are a great carpenter or a mechanic or a computer programmer or something, there's going to be someone out there who's going to show you that they are weighted down with some kind of problem that they think you can help them with. Now, you may or may not get paid to help them with this situation, but as you help them with this situation, you know how the grapevine works, that chatty people are chatty people with other chatty people. And eventually everybody will hear about this quality of service and opportunities that you provide. And this is where it's going to come into a situation to where you can put your foot down and say, nope, I'm not available. And they're like, oh, here's $100 or $1,000. Can you really come and help me with this XYZ kind of thing or whatever? So this I see as an opportunity coming in for you.
Okay. I am a football coach, but I haven't coached since 2006. And right now the head coach has resigned from the team that I used to coach, high school team. And I'm going to submit my application to become assistant defense and offensive line coach. Do you see that being rewarded to me?
I do. With the burdens card, that's talking about an individual or group who are weighted down by things they can't get to work right.
Right.
So this would fit with you also, where they're going to call you and say, oh, can you please come in and help us with this because we've been trying to make it work and it's not working. That's where you can play the role. And with the Synergy card working there, where it's a timing thing where all the people that you used to work with who enjoyed your company are going to come together and feel like it's a brand new day and that everybody's back together again and, you know, good times. The sun is shining, the grass is green, and let's play ball.
Whoa. Because right now I work at a hospital at night. It's a mental hospital here in Georgia. I work at night from 11 to 7, and I did submit an application about maybe 3.5 months, almost 4 months ago, for a lead position there, and because one of the HSTs retired, and I haven't heard a word from that, but I'm doing, they put me on the unit, 501 unit, and I'm doing exactly what I applied for, and so do you see them giving me that position as a lead HST technician?
I would say that it's favorable because it just drew the past lives card, and this card talks about, and it's in reverse, so it talks about there's a connection with this situation, either with the school or with the hospital, where this is something that you did in a past life, and that was in a life before you were born into this one. So it really ties back to the deja vu card also, to where you're going to be having, or the synergy card, to where you're just going to feel like you're at a crossroads, to where everything just is sugar-coated, and it feels like it's rocking, like it's never rocked before. You could find yourself getting promoted in the hospital situation and also being approached by the school at the same time, I feel, in like the next 30 days or so, or less, potentially.
And, Kevin, I wanted to add to that, because while he was asking that, I was shuffling and a card popped out. And I think it fits what you're talking about, because I was taught that if a card pops out, you use it. And it was associated with the time 444, and it's the wild card. A career or routine is beginning to feel like he wants to move up. And you've gained, his experiences or what he sees as like, okay, things not working out for him in the past are part of your sort of your life's scars, your marks, your training, and it was training for you for the next phase of life, and it was in the reverse position, which means that I think people are going to see him for his experiences and see him for his ability. So it seems favorable.
Okay, man. Yes, because I really love working with kids, coaching football. I do believe that's my calling on this earth. And I have coached with the same team, with the same school before. I mean, I was the first African-American community coach in the whole state of Georgia at this high school back in 95. And so I went back in 2006 as a field general coach, but I was not really too much coaching without pay. Yeah. That was a volunteer thing. So now, since the head coach is gone, I'm going to apply for a defensive line and defensive end and offensive line coach to get back, because I can go to some of their games and a lot of fans, they know me here, and they're like,
yeah,
Coach Mitchell, why are you not coaching? You calling out all the plays. I'm like, I don't know. I submit my application, and I never hear from them. So it was.
And I saw it as, people are going to start seeing your talents, but they weren't for a while. That's what I was getting at from, literally, the wild card. Like, you've been waiting a while. But people are going to start.
Yeah, I have definitely been waiting for a while. And the reason why I asked you about the job, on my job for is the hospital concern, because I had to report one of the HST females on the job to my supervisors about, I just told her to tell them, her to stop texting, calling me, and coming by my home, because she made a verbal statement saying that she was going to report me, but I reported her first. Will that play into some kind of, would they use that against me for not giving me a promotion?
No, don't let that bother you. You're in a good place now.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't
God.
Dwell on it.
Yeah. Thank God for hearing that. Yeah. But could I ask you one more simple? It's not something simple.
Sure.
Okay. I am a 49er football fan.
Oh, no, wait. I'm a Ravens fan. I want to see two Harbaughs in the Super Bowl.
I want both brothers to go to the Super Bowl. I want the two brothers to go.
That's right. Me too. I'm from Baltimore. So.
I love them. Yeah. And they'll be coming down here in Georgia at the Georgia Dome to play Atlanta Falcons. Who will win that game?
Well, Kevin, I pulled the deja vu card in reverse. Associated with this time, 7/16. again, as it sounds, something that could repeat itself. How would you describe that card in reverse, Kevin? Deja vu.
It's about somebody else So the team that you want to win, I would say, is not going to win. And that's going to be someone else. It's going to be the other team. Because deja vu is about, you know, you sort of dreaming about it, thinking about it, and then it happens. So it talks about someone else who's wondering if their team is going to win. It says that their team is going to win.
So my team won't win.
No.
Suppose I go with Atlanta.
Start rooting for Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's going to win. Atlanta's my team.
Well, cover your bets. Cover your bets, just in case.
Like lobbyists that give to both parties, you know.
Because the reason why I asked, I had a reading earlier, and the lady told me that the San Francisco 49ers is going to win maybe by 3, 6, or 10 points in advance to the Super Bowl. And she told me that the New England Patriots are going to beat Baltimore, real close game. And for the Super Bowl, she couldn't tell me, but she said that it was definitely going to be the 49ers and Indianapolis Colts. I mean, excuse me, the New England Patriots.
Yeah. I am, honestly, I've never done a reading for a football game before. to me, they're
okay.
Like, they're little mirrors that, but everybody's different. I'm not saying anything against this other lady. Everybody is different. To me, readings are more like little, like some people call the cards to be little mirrors that reflect back what your soul already knows. So they're little images on the cards for working on things within yourself. But different readers do different things. They answer questions about world events, some of them, and different people exist on different levels, and or just more of a consultant. In some of it, it's more of a therapist. So there's all different types of readers out there.
Yeah, because when you said I will be definitely being interviewed by the coaching job within a month, then you broke it back down to about maybe a week or two or something. And that's what she said. And next week, they'll call me as soon as I submit my application to the superintendent. So I asked her, do I need to also let all the board members know that I'm interested and available to coach? And she said, no, just the superintendent. And her name is Sabrina. African-American superintendent, and she, I know her from the past, and will she be the one that hired me?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Well, she will.
Yeah.
Well, I got the wild. I got the card. I got made me think of people finally seeing your ability and your intelligence.
Yes.
That was kind of what I got, and so it sounds consistent with what this other lady had mentioned somewhat.
Yeah. Okay, I just got to get it submitted, and I had a friend that would stand with me, which I truly, really was in love with her, and we were just friends, college friends, and she left about 2.5 months ago, and I've been trying to call her and text her, and her name is Clooney. Do you see her coming back and we reconnecting and being friends and being in a relationship?
No. And that, you know, it's a... We have soulmates who come into our life for a time, a season, or a reason, and that she got you through a time in your life that was sufficient, and that you graduated, you know, from that part of your life and that experience, and once you learned everything that you needed to learn, the teacher is done teaching you, whether it's estranged or abusive or abrasive or whatever. You know, when things end, it's a sign that new things are coming. And if you try to hold on to the past, then you're not going to allow the future to come into your life.
Right. Okay. Okay. But, I mean, when you say no, that's for both questions and one
what?
That I have. Like, for us contacting or either being in a relationship, that means...
Can you hear me?
You mean both
yeah.
things?
Yeah, you don't have to text her anymore and don't look, you know, to reconnect with her in the past, because if you were to reconnect with her, she would be with you for a little while and then pick up and leave again and hurt you again. So
yeah.
She's showing you...
Yes, sir. She ranked number one in the world doing that. She's in and out of my life, because the last time she came, I haven't spoke with her for about 6 or 7 months. Then she popped up and, you know, hit me on Facebook and saying that she needed my help. And we met up and she moved in, but we never been sexual active or anything of that nature. But she has some problems. So, yeah, I just got to, you know, push her away. But do you see any other female coming into my life? Because I've been lonely for too long.
Sure.
And last question, because I do have other callers.
Yeah,
sir.
I would say...
I'm sorry.
You
know, no, you're okay. I was just letting you know. It's fine. We're not mad here.
The thing is that all the options that have been passing by your door would be repeats of this girl who's left your life. So... the universe is trying to find some way for the two of you to meet. It's possible that you would end up running into her either by having a fender bender or running into her at the at a car repair shop, or, you know, in the mall or something, to where, you know, there's a car that's on display in the middle of the mall and that it's like the new 2013 model or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Watch for the car with the balloon on the end of that's hanging from the car. There will be a balloon hanging from a car. When you see that, that means that there is a potential good friend that could turn into intimacy within hours or a day or two from the time that you see the balloon on the car. Have you seen that recently?
I went to the mall, and it's been about a month and a half ago, and I did pass by a car, and I did see this beautiful young lady, but she waved and I waved, but that's some eye contact, but she was with an elderly person, and that was it. I was with my nephew, and I walked away.
Well, this is going forward, Melvin. This is going forward, so watch for that, all right? And then you can go back and listen to the show on archive if you missed some of the things we've talked about. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you both for your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for calling, sir. Calling Main Street Universe. We're here Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Okay, have a blessing, guys. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Bless you as well, sir. All right. Now I'm going to go to 856. I'm going to go ahead and... bring them on. Hello, 856. Here is your symbol. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
And how are you this evening?
Fine, are you?
Okay. And would you like a general message?
That or any reconnections?
Okay. Let me just go ahead and do my thing here, which is, I'll shuffle the deck and tell me when to stop. I'm starting to shuffle right now.
Stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to... this time, I don't always do this, but now I'm going to divide the deck in two piles. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
2.
1 or 3?
3.
Okay. The other one has already been chosen because it accidentally fell out. Okay. I'm getting a feeling here. The first card, by the way, is one of those cards that kind of is as it sounds, associated with the time 949. And it's the planning card. Time to start thinking about long-term things in the future. The second card is the skies card in the reversed position, associated with the time 954. And the skies card is a bit another one of the cards. Some are more abstract than others. It's one that's kind of how it sounds. Things seen or stories, you know, from the sky, like ancient people were sky worshippers. Worshippers in a way. I kind of said watchers and worshippers at the same time.
So describe the images, Daniel, on that card.
Yeah, the image for the sky card is someone with binoculars or this seeing eye glass, long single lens one, looking at helicopter, and it looks like a UFO and a plane kind of all flying over the mountain, and they're looking to make a story out of it. I think they're looking to make sense out of what these images are, and I'll go on to the last card then and explain sort of what I have, and that is the upward mobility card. And this one is upside down as well, associated with the time 945. However, reversed in this deck is a little different than in the tarot. So I'm seeing this as it's time to plan. Of course, the planning card is very self-explanatory. But the images of the sky, stories coming from reversed, and the upward mobility, I'm getting a sense by looking at this that something is going slow, that something is not being seen properly, and something is causing you not to move forward in the way that you would like. There's a bit of cloudiness here, and that part of the solution for this isn't emotion or drama or anything of that nature, but it's quite literally, as the one card that popped out at me when I was doing this shuffling said, was the planning card, meaning that it's time to go back and start looking at long-term plans that could be away from whatever you think this problem is or this situation might be. Not in a hopeless way, I mean in a way of saying it's time to sort of be very structural and to plan things, plan for long-term future. And as you do this, I'm going to go ahead, pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
3.
And a very interesting card to come after that, because it's the planned failures card in it, but it does play into the rest of the reading. And what I mean by that is, don't set up little things that are just going to crash, and it's time to let go of things that aren't going to work anyway, and to start planning beyond them, to see beyond these things, to see into your long-term future. The planned failures, I'll describe the image associated with the time 501. Someone setting up sandcastles and someone else stepping on them. And so it's time to go beyond things that are unproductive or abusive or bad and to start planning for the future. And I'm going to, because of the nature of this, I want to ask you to pick again one time, 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Okay. Now, this one I picked very specifically with the question in my mind of asking for a solution card, and I think it's a pretty good one. Again, it plays into the planning card associated with the time 610. This is the days card, and this card is about how you perceive each day and deciding whether or not now, sort of like your default position, if something happens, begin to adjust how you think of that event into a more positive, sort of a seeing the silver lining. Now, when somebody's going through something bad or traumatic or emotional, that doesn't sound easy, and it's not easy at all. But this is saying that by stepping away from the drama, not setting up things that you know are going to fail anyway, looking to the long-term future and being happy about that. Again, there's a lot of themes here tonight about people finding a respect for their abilities and finding a respect for their intelligence. The planning card has a lot to do with that, too. And it's the one that keeps jumping out at me every time I look down at the table. But the Days card being the solution one is you can start small. Start with just viewing, okay, this is going to be a good day. This is going to be a productive day. The same events are going to happen. They're going to be good and there's going to be bad. But how are you going to start viewing each one, and how are you going to let that get to you or not get to you? So this is definitely about, this is one of those readings that's kind of conservative. This is about, you know, reining in, maybe even some cleansing I'm getting from this, just a vibe in general from this reading. Letting something go, not setting up things that you're pretty sure are going to fail anyway, and going ahead and moving on and planning for the future and starting to see your days in a positive light, knowing that that positive future is going to happen. Because in a future tense, this is not a negative reading, but I'm getting a lot of blockage and, you know, plan failures and things not moving properly going on here, but with the advice being planning and beginning to see and respect your ability to do this and your ability to step up and away, to be upward mobile, up above the mucky muck, if you know what I mean, sort of up above the emotion and just move on and plan for the future. That's what I'm getting for this.
Gotcha.
Any questions on that?
So basically, like, good days are bad days, but have to work on them, basically.
And definitely planning for the future and not setting up those things that you know aren't going to work. You know, like that bad relationship that you just know isn't going to work out. You know, that's one example. It's time to just start setting up the things that you know work and being around people that are good to you and can be supportive of that, whether that be a project, whether that be help with an education or a job, or it can be any kind of support, something that's positive support, and being around that with good planning. So you got the planning, you got the days. These are the things taking you out of the bad emotion and those things that, you know, make us sad and depressed and all these things and feel like we're not moving.
Gotcha, because I know, like, somebody's, like, there half of the time and then not there the other half. So they just need to work on it more with me, basically.
Kevin, any comment on that?
Nope, that was a good one.
Okay. So, yeah, better planning. And, again, for the long-term future, look to your long-term happiness, even if it's beyond this, whatever your situation is now, because the better days are coming, but they involve your activity, your planning, your ability to be structural and to set up good structures, not sandcastles. The one card literally has sandcastles that someone's kicking down all the time. And you got to get away from building them and maybe away from the person kicking them. Or planning away so that it doesn't occur that way again.
Gotcha. Because I know he could be there, but he has to be there completely. Because I know he can do it. Cool. Appreciate
okay.
it. Okay. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe.
Thanks.
Now, that was 856. Okay, and we still have, okay, she had called Kevin. I was definitely getting a vibe from the cards there. Sometimes you get a vibration even without thinking of what the actual card means, if you know what I mean. And as I started laying them out, I started getting this feeling of confusion, stuckness, stagnation. Upward mobility was in reverse, which doesn't necessarily mean you're not moving forward, I understand. But there was something about the way they were stacking up that made me think there's no movement and she's really got to move on. That was definitely just what I was, especially when the plan failures came up and then planning popped out of the deck, planning and plan failures back to back. So
right.
There was something about, okay, we need to come up with another game plan here.
Definitely
folks.
A theme there.
Yeah. But then, of course, days, which is with good planning, with not setting up the little sandcastles, you can start small. You can start by just today saying, okay, it's going to be better. And I'm going to change this and
exactly.
I'm going to make it different. It doesn't have to always be so big. Jessie says that all the time on her show. Jessie Ann Nichols George is the host of our Friday night, well, Friday at midnight, technically Saturday, Friday at midnight show, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And that, she always says, and it's funny how it's such good, simple advice. And she wrote a book called Activating Compassion. But it's a nice thing to remember. Break things down into small little groups and take them on in little pieces. Win these little tiny little skirmishes instead of always trying to take on the big picture. That's something that I always have to work on because I'm a big dreamer type of person. You know, I'm always thinking of the big picture, and sometimes I need to stop and smell the flowers or just work on the little mundane things from time to time, where I always live in my head and I'm working on my big dreams. I need to sometimes stop and just break those down and outline them and put them into little boxes and little categories where I can just take on this, take on that, take on that. Like, think of a whole mosaic full of tiles. And just deal with one tile at a time. And know that your plan was good and that they'll all form this, you know, this beautiful thing when it's all over. So you can do it in small doses. That's what I was getting from the days card. By having a positive day here and a positive day there. And right now, there's another caller, but I think it was someone who called before, but I'll go ahead and put them on the line. They might have just accidentally pressed 1 instead of 2. Or maybe they have another question, and since there's no one else, that's fine. 207, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I saw the 207. I was like, okay, yes, I think I recognize the number again. But we don't have another caller. So maybe how about this, just for one thing, there was, if they're still there, and then I'll get right to you, in the chat room, and I did the last one, so Kevin Lachey asked, do you see a shoe and or accessories designing line in the works for me? I think this person, she says she's interning for a junior publicist for a young women fashion industry. So I think she's looking to start a line of shoes or to work for a fashion fashion shoe world. I was wondering if maybe, Kevin, you could pull a card or two for that.
Sure.
She's in the chat room. She's not on the phone.
I would invite you, because I just drew the Storms card associated with the time 319, and it shows someone who was on one side of the road and that there's a storm cloud raining on the other side of the road, and the card is facing in reverse. So this is telling me that with climate changes and global warming and, you know, the ice caps are melting and there's going to be more water everywhere and probably more rain and that kind of stuff. You know the Uggs? You're familiar with those, right? The furry boots, that kind of stuff. Who would have thought that those would be the rage that they are? My sources are saying, by looking at the Storms card in reverse, it's talking about other people's storms or how they deal with climactic, climate-oriented, meteorological-oriented kind of weather. So can you do a designer kind of boot or something that would be great for in the snow, you know, maybe play with some material or something to where it's something that you could, like, wear to the beach or, you know,
lightweight,
wear a
fashionable
hut.
Snowshoe.
something like that. Like, watch your TV, okay, and that you're going to see people's feet in weather situations and storm situations, and that, you know, you hear about the flooding in yada yada place or whatever. Watch the feet, okay? That will be your sort of like spirit guide, if you will, that's giving you the clues of what direction you should go in for doing that. And if you could find a way to make it yourself, you know, getting the glue gun and whatever, I'm not sure how all that works. I've never made shoes before. But consider that. You see what I'm saying? And that you could probably use Mercury, the god, the Greek god Mercury, who's like, he's got like feathers on his ankles, okay? You can use Mercury as your sort of like your spirit guide or whatever, and that you can just call him Freddie, like in Freddie Mercury or something. I don't know if you like Queen, but this is the direction that I'm being pulled in. So, you know, you could probably look at the shoes that Freddie Mercury wears, because you see how this works. I get a chain of thoughts that connect themselves and eventually get me to a point that can be touched on. But it all started with us looking at the Storms card. I have completed the definitions for the Storms card, so you can go back to my website, templeofgaia.com, and then click on Horizon Oracle. There's a long list there. Just go and find 319, and you can see the description of the, you know, of the card, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So that's what I get. Something like look at the shoes or something that, you know, has to do with the weather, or that you can design boots that the you know, emergency medical people.
I was thinking wintry. I was getting that vibe too. I was getting something wintry, a new winter thing. Or storm-like, like you said, rain, winter, snow. Okay, and that was for Lachey. And we have another caller coming in, and we have Marcy. Marcy, there was not a morning show, in fact. This is our new time now. This is our new official Main Street Universe time is at 7 o'clock in the evening. So this is our first maiden voyage of East.
Let's thank Veronica, because it's 1:15 in the morning over there.
So oh, my gosh. Thank you very much, Veronica, for joining us.
Yes.
Must be a loyal listener. It's 1:15 over there. In the United Kingdom, right?
Yes. Manchester. And Veronica just got her copy of the 2012 edition of the Horizon Oracle cards today, too. She has
okay. Oh, she bought a copy?
Yeah.
Or received one, or however that works?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And yes, this week is the first week. We just changed it because of my work schedule changing. If anybody tuned in last week to my hour interview with Chris Penzack, it was a group interview, they knew that my schedule had changed from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. And so now we're doing an evening time show because of my new work schedule. And plus, Janice may be getting a job soon. It'll probably be day job, she's thinking. So we just went ahead and started setting it up for an evening show. I know I didn't make a big official announcement, but I did tell Congress. So And CNN and Fox and everybody, but I hadn't announced it on the Facebook page yet. But, yes, you're right. Anyway, we do have another call here. And I had an interesting way of doing this. To 207, are you still there, Dee?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I was wondering, you said you're a reader. Do you have your cards on you?
I have. I actually,
somebody that I have cards and I use them for myself.
Oh, okay.
But I do have, I have decks around me at the moment.
I was saying, for the next caller, I was wondering maybe we'd do a guest reader if you wanted to do a reading. If not, that's perfectly fine.
Sure, I'd love to read.
Okay, let me bring
the
next caller in. Hides the box. Okay, 435. Wait,
I know
this number.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Kevin. It's Jesse.
Oh. Hello, Jesse. How are you?
I was wondering that you were going to give me a guest reader. I'm like, I'm finally going to get them to read for me.
Oh, okay. How about this? We'll play
but
it like
okay.
this.
It's okay. I can have a guest reader, too.
What we'll do, how about each one of us pull a card from whatever of our deck that we are using, because Kevin and I are using Horizon Oracle tonight. My tarot is in the house and I'm in the studio. So how about we each pull one card and see what happens for Jesse and Nicholas George.
Okay.
General message?
I've got choices here.
We'll even
do
it like
good.
This. I'll shuffle and have you tell me when to stop in classic Dan Michael reading style. So I'm starting to shuffle right now. I'll go first. I'm shuffling. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. Fellow radio person makes it the nice, short, painless. pick from pile one, two, or three.
Two.
All right. Not a surprising card for you at all. And now go ahead, Kevin and Dee. Each of you pick a card.
Okay.
We're good. I'm good.
You're good?
I'm
Dee, any special ritual?
What? I'm just shuffling mine now.
Okay. I will describe to you mine, and this is very much Jesse. It's the drive card associated with time 11:28. And the drive card is very much about someone taking action and personal satisfaction through sort of taking the reins, even though it might be scary and you might be nervous, and especially if it helps others, because there's other people that you're pushing around in this cart. And anybody that knows Jesse definitely knows that she is a go-getter about her personal projects. So I would say this is sort of in the present or almost querent sort of position, one might say, for Jesse, and very fitting that she's someone that, yes, enjoys and sort of sees herself as having a mission of helping others.
And I got the obstacles in reverse, and that fits with the drive, really, as helping other people with their obstacles.
Blockages. And she talks about that all the time. She's always saying getting rid of blockages, obstacles, same thing.
Yeah, associated with the time 7:51.
And you said that was reverse, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe some of those obstacles to doing my leap of faith are being
removed.
So these
are other people. This is helping other people
other
with
people.
Their obstacles.
Okay.
It's in reverse. So it's about the people, situations, and things around you.
Okay.
And D on the line. Do you have a card for us?
Yes, I do, and I'm just looking for my anything I can read. It's called the Seer. I chose out of the decks that were the handiest the Wildwood Tarot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Card. Yeah, I'm not really, you know, it's one of my newer decks. And
I was
so
at
I thought,
a house the other day doing an electrical work job, and I saw somebody with the Ted Andrews animal thing. I thought that was kind of cool.
I didn't read that. I got card number two, and I got it in the reverse position. I don't know why, because my card should have been upright, but it's called the Seer. The Seer is at the hub of the wheel in the quarter related to water and the emotions and linked to the mysteries of the moon and the earth. She is partnered with the shaman and acts as a guide to the world tree. And if you get it in the reverse position, I guess actually you don't. I guess you read everything in the upright position. So that's a cool thing because there's a description of it. The Seer is wrapped in the owl's cloak of wisdom, decorated with totem animals of power and shamanic spirits. She stands before the world tree, drawing wisdom from the roots that are deeply embedded in the earth. Close around her are the symbols of the four elements that she mediates, the cup, staff, arrowhead, and stone. From the head of her staff hang the crane bag and a set of runes. She may be masked, and her face may only be glimpsed or seen in half light. Her voice may be hushed, and she may speak in riddles. But if you listen, she can point you to new, wiser beginnings. And the meaning says, placed at the heart of the wheel and the wildwood in the quadrant of winter, the seer represents insight that is gained from the stillness and inwardness of the sojourn with the hooded man. She stands at the heart of an interpersonal universe and can mediate that knowledge and help to externalize the energy into power, wisdom, or creative endeavor in the material world. The seer acts as an oracular mediator of the feminine, intuitive, and imaginative principle, but her mediation is based on grounded energy and skill. This is symbolized by her feathered cloak, which represents the flight of thought and intellect, matured and stabilized through her deep-rooted power, grounded in the memory of the conscious earth. The seer stands at the center of both the wheel and of the page here. Individual inner world facing the shaman. She acts not only as a guide to the soul, but as a catalyst for the manifestation of creative and artistic work. Ideas may be filtered through the shadowy realm of dreams and trance-like states, but the inner archetypal mediator that forms these ideas into works of literature, song, or dance is the seer. It is she who inspires the emotional link to a book or piece of music, or brings a tear to the eye at the end of an emotional film, or laughter at a funny story. With her inherent ability to balance emotion, intellect, and willpower, she spurs us to create change in our material world and is a skilled mediator of all the elemental forces found within the wildwood. She fosters the positive exercise of will manifested by emotion and commitment and resulting in outer material effort. This is one of the purest and most blessed forms of earth magic, and if you get the reading points, the time has come to focus on your power and let it flow through you. Many dreams or desires related to the creative emotional process are ready to be applied in your day-to-day life, and you must now give vent to those hidden or suppressed longings. This may also relate to healing, sexual relationships, or partnerships. Now the manifestation of inner spiritual or esoteric insights into your practical and physical daily life will bring profound rewards and results. It is a sign of maturity. The seer also relates to creative impulses such as art, metaphysical skills and crafts, and the joy of bringing pleasure and knowledge to others.
And that all fits to Jessie. She's artistic, she's creative, and she's interested in helping others. I'm going to go ahead. Jessie, pick from pile 1, 2, or 3, and I'm going to wrap up like a solution here.
One.
Not a solution, but you know what I mean. 1, 2, or 3?
1.
Okay. Okay. This one, associated with time, 750 is the pressing card. And the pressing card is kind of just how it sounds. It's sitting down, writing things down, motivating, a little bit of planning, and then stand back and watch. However, this one is in reverse, and in the Horizon Oracle deck, when something is in reverse, this is almost saying to me, Kevin, this is very important because it might involve us. It might not involve us at all, but it is in reverse, and I'm almost saying that this could mean that someone else's ideas or someone else is helping you. I'm trying to say this properly. Someone else's manifestation, creation, can help you. And someone else can sort of be part of this, not meaning that it's going to be the knight in shining armor. I'm not talking about that. basically, this is a card about working with others, which, of course, you do a lot of. And the continuation of this, it's showing me an importance, especially with it being called pressing. It's showing me an importance of working with others. And the card, I had an urge to draw another one, so I drawed the setting sun card associated with time 9:15. And this is something that's, you know, the sun setting, the sun sets in the west, and the card is upright, it's not reversed. And, of course, I know you're out there, out west of us. But I almost see this as getting help. These are two cards basically saying to me, especially the last two. The first one is you and your drive pushing forward. The last two are saying to me, the setting sun, well, also that's going to be returned. It's going to be returned to you. Some people are going to help you as well.
Nice.
It might take a while to unfold, but there is help for you coming to where it's not just always your burden or just always you being the driver, but of course you are that person. I don't know if that would change. If anybody that knows Jesse.
It can also be a California message also, or a validation.
Yes. Yeah, it's messages from the West, messages, but in combination with the pressing card being reversed, as I see as pressing card upright is a card of you writing down your ideas and focusing and pressing and manifesting. Reverse, it's with others. So it's like you going, okay, you know what? There's someone else coming up to me that has a good idea, and I might want to sort of ride that. And in combination with that, I saw the setting sun being, like you said, it could be somebody from the West, it could be that sort of message, but this help from others is coming. And success is coming with the help of other people's and someone else's good idea, if it hasn't already started already.
Associated with the West.
Yes.
I think that fits in because I've been getting a lot of people contact me from California recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And plus, you became part of the greatest radio network ever.
There we
absolutely
go.
The best.
But that's, well, it's
remember,
to the west
you
if you go all the way around the planet.
Right. Remember,
so yeah,
you guys,
the California contacts, people helping you. The reason why I wanted to focus on, like Kevin brought out the western part, the reason why I was focusing on the other aspect of it, because when the card is called Setting Sun, it made me feel a degree of, even though I don't know if Kevin wrote it this way, this is a vibration I was getting from it. Like a degree of comfort, like, oh, the sun's setting, you can, at some point there will be that time where you can, you know, sun setting, you can lay down, relax, da-da-da-da-da. That was this kind of vibe I was getting from that. From the help of others. Or
very, very encouraging, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And we're down to about a minute. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Jesse and Kevin and Dee, Marcy. I feel like a romper room looking through that mirror. Lachey.
Are we supposed to be straight now?
That's right. And remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. And these are my friends, Woven Green.